Markets are waving a Greek flag of optimism today. Greek depositors seem to be waving a white flag of surrender. And negotiators say the adults have arrived. That's how International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde put it last week. Greece must make a major payment to the IMF by the end of June or risk crashing out of the euro altogether. It owes Germany 57 billion euros. The negotiators in this deal are stuck on an EU demand that Greece dial down what it pays for pensions, while Greece wants its creditors to dial down the debt, debt forgiveness, it's called. Martin Sanbu writes Free Lunch, the daily economics newsletter from the Financial Times, joins us from London. Martin, where do they stand at this point?
Hi, good to be with you. Well, we seem to be coming to one of the final chapters in this very long saga. As you said, there's a deadline on June the 30th to pay back a loan to the IMF. The noises have actually been a lot more positive than what we've heard in the past couple of weeks. There's no agreement, but apparently the new proposal was constructive, something to work with, and the tone has changed quite a bit. But we are hearing warnings not to expect a breakthrough.
Well, the markets have drawn their own conclusion, as I said, being very positive. But can we say that there's a certain inevitability building into this here, that compromise is coming from Athens and a sense of debt forgiveness is also coming from Frankfurt and Belgium?
I think the former is more easily discernible than the latter. There's been so much pressure on the Greek government ever since they were elected in January. And we've seen that pressure, especially on the banking sector. And in the last few weeks, when people have started to doubt, is there going to be a deal? And this deadline is coming closer and closer. Ordinary Greek depositors have been pulling their money out of the banks at an increasingly fast rate. And that is something enough to make any government nervous. I think that has pushed the Greeks to come a bit closer to what the creditors want. The creditors certainly have made quite big concessions on their own, if you think about how far apart the parties were back in January. Nobody has yet said that they're willing to consider debt relief, but you start to hear more noises about this is something we might be able to talk about, at least once the Greeks make some commitments that are trustworthy.
And I saw a tweet today that said, finance minister from Greece leaves meeting without saying anything. He's, of course, very charismatic and loves to talk. And the fact that he didn't was seen as significant. Is that just atmospherics?
It's probably partly atmospherics. Partly it's very hard to know what to make of what he says, partly because he does say a lot of things. I think it may be better to listen to what some of the finance ministers on the creditors' side have been saying, which has a distinctively more positive tone than it has had for weeks.
Can the EU write a check to Greece and solve all of its problems, but can't really because this is the front line that if you can't solve this, you immediately get to Spain and Portugal and possibly even Italy?
I think we need to go a little bit back here. The decision to write this check back in 2010 is really what brought us to the point we're at today. I think more and more people now agree that in April 2010, everyone should have relaxed a little bit about this idea of a debt write-down and simply let Greece default on its debt then, when it was debt to private creditors rather than to these other partner governments. Because nobody wanted that to happen then, Germany and the other Eurozone governments, as well as the IMF, started lending to Greece to pay back that old debt. And here we are today with even more debt than before. That was always unsustainable, but now it's owed to other European taxpayers. That's what creates the big political problem.
Martin Sanbu, who writes Free Lunch, the daily economics newsletter from the Financial Times, joined us from London. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you very much.